From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Afghanistan, where he says he'll call on President Hamid Karzai to appoint what he calls honest ministers, but he steered clear of calling for a complete government shakeup. In Pakistan, a suspected American drone fired two missiles into al-Qaeda and Taliban sanctuary along the Afghan border on Tuesday, killing at least three militants, according to Pakistani officials. The strike against insurgents is the first since President Obama's speech a week ago outlining plans to send 30,000 more troops to the region. The Obama administration took a step Monday toward regulating pollution from cars, power plants, and factories. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lisa Jackson says scientific data shows a direct link between global warming from greenhouse gases and the degraded health of some Americans.
I'm proud to announce that EPA has finalized its endangerment finding on greenhouse gas pollution and is now authorized and obligated to make reasonable efforts to reduce greenhouse pollutants under the Clean Air Act.
The announcement coincides with the start of the climate change conference in Copenhagen. A winter storm continues to take a toll on California. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Snow and rain has made life miserable for motorists, left thousands of residents without power, and closed schools and government agencies. Communities in the upper elevations of the Sierra Mountains are digging out from an additional 2 feet of snow. A hard freeze is predicted for Monday night in the Central Valley and Bay Area, threatening crops and plants and sending thousands of homeless looking for shelters. Law enforcement agencies are concerned that precipitation on roads could freeze, making them even more dangerous. Southern California is bracing for up to 4 inches of rain. Many residents living in areas denuded by recent wildfires are evacuating their homes as officials warn of landslides. Another storm is predicted for Southern California on Thursday, increasing the possibility of mudslides. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Stocks were mixed today. Steve Beckner of Market News International has details.
There was little carryover of the bullish mood created by Friday's employment report, which showed much reduced job losses and a drop in unemployment last month. Wall Street's attention was fixed on the latest remarks of Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. He cited more widespread signs of recovery, but traders focused more on his comment that the economy still faces formidable headwinds. Despite the dip in joblessness, Bernanke said weak labor markets and tight credit are going to restrain household spending, dimming prospects for business sales and earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which last week rose 0.8%, managed a tiny gain, but the Standard & Poor's 500 lost 0.25%, and the Nasdaq Composite fell nearly as much. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
This is NPR. Chinese media says 8 students were killed and nearly 30 others injured in a stampede at a middle school in the central province of Hunan. Local reports say the students were leaving evening study classes at a private school when one student fell, causing other students to trip and fall on the steps. Chinese schools tend to have large class size but poor emergency exits. President Obama says he believes Turkey could be an important player in convincing Iran to scale back its nuclear ambitions, but the Turkish prime minister made clear he does not like the idea of pressuring Iran with sanctions. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the story.
After meeting President Obama at the White House, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that they had wide-ranging talks on everything from the Middle East to Afghanistan and Iran. Speaking through an interpreter, he said Turkey can be a corridor for diplomatic outreach to Iran.
This question can be brought to a result through diplomacy and diplomacy only.
U.S. officials say they were disappointed that Turkey, which has been cultivating closer ties with Iran, abstained from voting at the International Atomic Energy Agency on the latest resolution criticizing Iran. Erdogan told reporters that he felt the IAEA vote was rushed. He also said sanctions haven't been effective. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Media reports tonight say a gas line exploded at a technology plant in northern Illinois. Flying debris killed at least one man at a nearby highway rest stop. The explosion shook the NDK America Incorporated plant in Belvidere, sending trembles through buildings as much as a mile away. Belvidere is about 70 miles northwest of Chicago. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.